You got questions? Andrew Mason has the answers. This is Mason's Mailbag, presented by Prime Sport.
We are 1 week removed from rookie minicamp at Dove Valley, and that's why I think a lot of the questions I got this week were about the rookies, and we're going to take a couple of them here in the video mailbag. I'm Andrew Mason. Thanks, as always, for joining me right here. And let's get started with one from Vince Mercado, who asks, I know it's early to tell and with the recovery from injury and all, but do you think Trevor Siemian has the tools to be the next starting quarterback when Peyton decides to hang it up? Well, it is too early to tell. You are right there. He has some interesting raw tools, good arm. You know, he does a decent job of reading the defense before the snap, although he's going from a spread offense to one that could be based more under center, so he's going to have to learn more how to operate and read a defense, come up under center, and then what to do pre-snap. Really, the biggest thing on him is he's got to improve his accuracy. I mean, obviously, he's got a good arm. You know, he looks, you know, nice delivery. You don't see anything of issue with that, but he needs to improve his touchdown interception ratio. It was 27-24 when he was at Northwestern, and he's got to improve his completion percentage, which hovered below 60% at Northwestern. These are both areas in which he needs to show some improvement, both in practice and then when he gets in preseason this summer, if he's to make a charge for the roster. Don't forget, you not only have Brock Osweiler at the number two position, but you have Zach Dicer, a seventh round pick 2 years ago, who has two more years of experience in practice. And Siemian has got to show something, you know, pretty good in order to beat out Dicer, who, you know, every time you ask Gary Kubiak about Brock Osweiler, Dicer is a guy that he mentions. You know, it's like he's saying, okay, yes, about Osweiler, but don't forget about Zach Dicer. He's doing pretty well as well, and that's why it's going to be a challenge for Trevor Siemian. But we'll see what he brings this summer when he comes off the torn ACL. He won't be cleared for full practice until training camp, and then he's going to have to show pretty quickly his skill set and show some improvement in progress from Northwestern if he's to beat out Dicer for a spot on the 53. Next question is from Twitter. It's from Marcello at MJV81691. He wants to know, in your opinion, will Tyson Brailo be a day one starter? I think he's going to end up being a starter by week one. He's not a starter right now. As Gary Kubiak mentioned right after the draft, Simbrilo is going to work behind Chris Clark at right tackle while he gets his feet wet. But, you know, we know with Clark, he had some struggles when he went from left tackle to right tackle last season. And, fared poorly at times, and that's why, you know, by midseason, it was Paul Kornick, who has since been released, and then they shuffled the offensive line to get Luis Vasquez over to right tackle. So, you know, while the slate has been wiped clean for Chris Clark, you know, both Simbrilo at the Senior Bowl and Clark last year mentioned that it's difficult to go from left to right tackle. Simbrilo has that transition as well because he was primarily a left tackle at Colorado State, but the way they used him, he lined up all over the line. He saw some work at left guard, right tackle, and he also worked at right tackle in the Senior Bowl, so he's gotten a head start. And certainly working in a pro-style offense in terms of the verbiage and nomenclature is going to help Simbrilo's transition to the next level. You know, Colorado State did a lot of things in an NFL-like manner when Jim McElwain was the Rams coach, in part because McElwain came from Alabama where Nick Saban was the coach, and they did things in a very NFL, in quite the NFL style. So I think that's going to help Simbrilo. I think he's got a lot of work to do once you get into OTAs, but it wouldn't surprise me if by the time week one comes, Simbrilo is your starting right tackle. Thanks for the questions, and if you want in on next week's mailbag, just go to Twitter. I'm at Mace Denver. Use the hashtag AskMace, or go to the form at denverbroncos.com/Mace's Mailbag. Until then, take care, and thanks for watching.